Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
This is huge breaking news. Top EPA officials are now coming out and spilling the beans and blowing the whistle on what's happening with our water supply. And they're even saying our water supply is, quote, under attack. They're saying attacks, quote, attacks are happening on our water supply right now. And the EPA is even ordering water systems around the country to get prepared for more attacks, more poisonings, and more potential shutdowns of our water supply as well. This is critical. Water is critical to life. If you poison and ruin a country's soil and water, they have nothing. They can't grow food. They can't feed their population. They can't hydrate their population. And the population collapses. This is modern warfare mixed with ancient warfare. This is siege warfare. They're surrounding us, shutting down our infrastructure, shutting down our food supply, cutting us off from resources. At the same time, mixing it with fourth and fifth generational warfare, informational warfare, psyops, psychological operations on the American people are happening constantly. And we are being told left and right, this is safe. This is okay. This is normal. This is a coincidence. This is nothing when it's right in your face. They operate with siege warfare, shutting down our infrastructure, and then they use fourth, fifth generational warfare to operate psyops on us and tell us it's a lie and say it's normal and gaslight you into submission and accepting this dystopia. So let's get into what this top EPA official is blowing the whistle on. And they're saying, quote, we are under attack and our waterways are, quote, under attack as well. This is huge that this is happening. And real quick, I just want to go back to this because I used to live in Oldsmar, Florida for a couple years. And you can see here, this happened in Oldsmar, Florida. This was in 2021. It says a hacker tried to poison a Florida city water supply, officials say. The attacker upped sodium hydroxide levels in the Oldsmar, Florida water supply to extremely dangerous levels. Sodium hydroxide is aka lye, aka can blind you, burn your skin, and cause potential death at very high levels. Becomes extremely acidic for your body, for your skin, for your membrane. And this happened in America, in Oldsmar. I used to live in Oldsmar, Florida for a couple years. I moved all over the place for years. Once I moved out of my parents' house, I just bounced around to different places that were cheap for rent that I was renting. And one of the places was Oldsmar, Florida. And this is absolutely insane that this happened. Thankfully, I wasn't there at this time. But this can happen at anywhere in the country at any moment. So let's get into what this top EPA official is warning of, because this is very serious. And we are seeing multiple massive cyber attacks on Congress. Congress just had a massive data breach. Hundreds of members of Congress had a massive cyber attack on them. Sensitive data breached. Also, a top military industrial complex contractor has been cyber attacked as well and had partial operations shut down. This just happened as well. We will get to these stories in just a second, but let's get into this EPA warning. So the EPA is ordering states to check their water supplies and be prepared for massive cyber attacks on their public water systems. And you can see here this top EPA official, I highlighted it in red because that's the most important quote that we have here. But you can see here, the requirements released last week come after months of work by the EPA and a survey finding that while many public water systems have cybersecurity programs in place, too many others do not. Just like I said, this Oldsmar one, this could happen anywhere in the country. This was a cyber attack and they were able to manipulate because there's already, sodium hydroxide is already put into our water supply. They already fill our water supply with chemicals, fluoride, chloride, all of these halogens that absorb into your body very rapidly. They're already poisoning our water supply constantly with that. But people can hack the systems and up it even more so it kills you. All right, they're already doing a soft form of this, but we need to be prepared for it to ramp up rapidly. And look at what's already happening in Ohio, East Palestine. We're already seeing attacks on our water supply. I reported on a massive spilling of toxic chemicals in Mississippi as well, completely swept under the rug, that dumped into the Mississippi River just a week ago. It was toxic acid chemicals that could melt your skin off. That was just dumped in the Mississippi River just a week ago too. No word about it. This is constantly happening. Our water supply is under attack and it's critical to life. And you can see here, she said, quote, today, public water systems are frequent targets of malicious cyber activity, which has the same or even greater potential to compromise the treatment and distribution of safe drinking water as a physical attack, right? So she's saying that these cyber attacks are the same or even greater than a physical attack on our water system because they can manipulate these levels of chemicals and make our water that comes out of your tap extremely deadly. This is already happening in the country. If you saw my video a couple days ago, I was reporting on this other YouTuber that went there, and the footage he has is absolutely devastating, absolutely devastating. So you can see it there, right there for yourself. This is Radhika Fox, the assistant administrator for water for the EPA. Top government official is saying that these cyber attacks are frequent and malicious on our water supply, and they're going to increase. And these cyber attacks they're just perfect because the government can just say, hey, this is China, hey, this is Russia, it's North Korea. They can blame it on whoever they want, and then there's no consequences, when there could be internal domestic groups, even potentially inside the government. There are rogue groups inside of our own government that could be operating these cyber attacks. We know that the NSA has backdoors into all of the critical infrastructure inside the country. They have backdoors into all the phones. The government has technology to power your phone on using radio waves. This is completely admitted. This isn't a conspiracy at all. Your phone could be in off mode. They can send radio waves to your phone and turn it on and ping your phone and find your location, because the backdoors are in all the technologies. That's why they want to implement this smart grid and this smart, all right, it's not actually smart, this electric grid around us to track, trace, control everything. And they're going to use these events like water supplies being hacked. This is serious. People are going to beg for a solution when this starts hitting major metropolitan cities. And cyber attacks already have. We will get to Oakland, California, just a second. Still happening in Oakland, California. If you've been following my videos, been happening in the past month and a half. A massive cyber attack in Oakland has been shutting down services all throughout the city. And once this happens to a critical service like water, electricity, people will be begging for a solution. And the solution will be to track, trace more. Just like this is the same. EPA is saying, you better up your cybersecurity or we're going to come in and force you to do it. And that's going to cause federal control, federal regulation of our water supply, and just more control, more clamped down. Soon your water consumption will be tracked, traced, manipulated. There's water shortages because all the water is poisoned. We need to track, trace, and control how much water you drink. This is what they want to do for everything. Same thing with the grid. They want to cause a grid collapse scenario. If you didn't see my video earlier today, go check it out. 103 million people are issued an emergency warning. Go check out that video if you haven't seen it. I posted earlier today. But they want to have a grid collapse so they can come in with all the smart technology, track and trace and manipulate everything. We are so vulnerable to this that even members of Congress are now being hacked. This is what they want to do. They want to make these members vulnerable. I bet specific members were targeted, and now they have this data on them, and they will use it against them to exploit them and manipulate them. Data is powerful. Data is the key. That's why companies like Google and YouTube even operate. They are data companies. They are exclusively data companies. They have trillions of data points on billions of people around the world. And this breach here of members of Congress is just an extension of that. They want to have this data on these members of Congress so they can find out what they're doing. They can track them. They can trace them. They could potentially manipulate them, exploit their vote based on the data that has been released. And don't worry, FBI's on it. Don't worry, guys. FBI's investigating. They got it. Sorry to laugh, but it's almost a meme at this point. Don't worry, guys. FBI will figure out the cyber attack on members of Congress. Don't worry. It's safe. It's effective, and it's good for you, all right? So just a little microcosm. If members of Congress aren't even safe, you think you're safe, you think you are going to be safe, you think the grid is safe, you think the water systems are safe, no. This is what they do. They even let stuff happen to them to expose it, to show you, hey, these cyber attacks are happening. Hey, these things are happening. So you are warned. Like I always said, you are always warned of what's coming. It's just how much you are paying attention. And if you watch me, obviously you are paying attention. You probably are reading news, watching other people. You are on top of it. But most people are not paying attention, and they always tell us what's coming next. And look at this. This is what's coming next, too. Cyber attack hits engineering giant with contracts for military bases and power plants. All right. And this was a Canadian military industrial contractor who has been shut down, who has had certain operations shut down from a massive cyber attack as well. We are already in the middle of a war, and this war is completely unfair because in this war, everyone wants to take out America. Even our own American leaders want to take out America. So we're like, America's kind of screwed at this point, all right? America has everyone against them. Even our own leaders don't want America to win. They are, think about this black hole of all this equipment and stuff we are sending over there, and now cyber attacks are hitting as well. So now we can't even produce new equipment, and we're draining our stockpiles. Biden even came out a couple months ago, I made a whole video on it, saying that there's an emergency semiconductor shortage, and we are not able to produce a lot of this military equipment because just single
pieces of equipment require hundreds of semiconductors, hundreds of chips, and there's a massive shortage. Even a chip, the biggest semiconductor manufacturer in the world, which is in Massachusetts, was hit with a cyber attack, and they're losing $250 million just this quarter, just the first 3 months of this year. This quarter, they're losing $250 million from the cyber attack because it shut down production. And now another military contractor has been shut down in Canada. How much more can we take, and how much more until we see the big one? This is siege warfare. They are shutting down, and it's coming from all sides, okay? They want the U.S. and Russia to essentially deplenish themselves, all right? They want to deplete themselves so there's nothing left, and then China comes out on top. China is the model for the globalists. China is where they implement all of these sick dystopian globalist ideas, the QR codes, the facial scanning. It's already everywhere in China. The social credit score, all the stuff's already in China, the tracking and tracing. They want the United States and the countries over there, I don't even want to keep saying it, they want us to destroy ourselves. They want us to destroy ourselves and have China come out on top, and then China can be the global leader, and China's model will be projected onto the world, and this dystopia that they've set up will be unleashed onto the world because we won't have any choice. China will be the superpower after we have destroyed ourselves with Russia, who is honestly should be a natural ally of the United States. So I'm not even going to keep getting into all that, but we are in the middle of a war, and we also have domestic groups inside the United States committing these cyber attacks, committing these attacks, and want to take out the U.S. as well. So we cannot win in the United States. And even major cities, Oakland, I've covered this multiple times, they're still dealing with this. This was 2 days ago. The cyber attack started on February 8th. It's been going on for a whole month now, and they are still trying to get their systems back online in Oakland from this massive cyber attack. And right after the cyber attack, a week after, there was a massive substation fire, electric substation fire. 50,000 people had their power out, and the Oakland airport was shut down for a whole day as well. Just a week after the cyber attack, it's a complete coincidence, and don't even worry about it. And even Dish Network, one of our top internet and television cable phone providers in the country, is still experiencing a massive interruption from a cyber attack. This is still going on. Their cyber attack happened on February 23rd. I reported on it, and I saw people even in my comments saying that, hey, Dish Network is still out. And then I saw this article pop up. So this is already happening. We are already in a war. Klaus Schwab warned of the, quote, cyber pandemic, all right? And all of these world leaders go to this government summit, this World Economic Forum, and this World Government Summit. They all go to it. They are all on the same side. All throughout history, both sides of wars have been funded by the same people. Both sides of wars have been agitated by the same people, orchestrated, and the same people always profit and gain from wars as well. And it's these globalist groups that are orchestrating different countries against each other. And our own leaders are sold out to these groups. They go to these groups, and they are more allegiant to these groups than they are to our own country, the United States of America. All right, and they are able to access our amazing power and wealth and manipulate it and use it for the interest of these globalist groups, right? So it goes very deep. That's why there's no response. That's why there's no word. That's why this isn't in the news. That's why this is on KLTV. This isn't on CNN. This isn't on MSNBC. This is on KLTV because they don't want you to know that Dish Network has been out for going on 2 weeks now already. So make sure you guys are getting prepared. They are warning us constantly, and they're not going to tell us when the big one comes. They're going to warn us preemptively that it's coming, but once it happens, it's going to be very sudden. So have your stuff ready now. Be prepared. The grid could go down. We're getting these constant warnings about the grid. Go watch my video from earlier today. 103 million people in the United States have been given an emergency grid warning. Go check out that video. Thank you guys so much for supporting me and watching me. Please hit that like.
All righty, we are back, and here you go. Open the phone lines and take calls early tonight. So we're going to do that. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. John, here, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Ukraine over the weekend, and today a new Ukrainian investigator was put in place. Now listen to this. This is a couple days old here. Who can forget Joe Biden's bragging about committing a horrible crime in Ukraine in front of the Council of Foreign Relations and the world? In his own words, with cameras rolling, Joe Biden described how he threatened the Ukrainian president and warned that Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet Republic toward insolvency if Ukraine didn't immediately fire the prosecutor investigating the Burmese holdings. Joe's son, Hunter, was on the board of Burisma and making tens and thousands of dollars a month for doing absolutely nothing but fixing things. This all occurred after Hunter Biden was hired by Burisma, and in a short time after Burisma sent Hunter an email requesting that he take care of the matter involving the investigation, Ukraine looking into the company, Joe Biden took care of the matter and bragged about it. Today we find out that Biden's attorney general, Merrick Garland, John, Merrick Garland, flew to Ukraine over the weekend. People asked us about this. This was, of course, over the weekend. Garland reportedly worked with Ukraine to work on taking property from Russians due to Russian invading Ukraine. Is there anybody any more corrupt than Merrick Garland? What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, he's more obvious, I think, than the others. But Clinton had some real... Janet Reno, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And then Butch. Look at Obama and that... what was his name? He was held in contempt of Congress. Remember, he was running guns into Mexico, trying to destabilize Mexico.
Oh, you're talking about Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Garland, he's probably in a class by himself for corruption. But equal to him and worse is that Ray from the FBI.
Yeah, they're working together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, they've been brought in time and time again and questioned. But the idea is, okay, so what? So what if we do? What? So what if we commit treason? We're the Justice Department. Who's going to press charges? But
exactly.
Congress can go directly to the courts. They can go. But the question is, why haven't they gone directly to the courts? We keep hearing them going after and bringing all of this out. We hear him bringing all of this out. And I heard, remember, we were the ones telling you about Biden being the gatekeeper to bring in all of the drugs to kill Americans, okay? To bring in the terrorists, to bring all of the, that was his job, his assignment, and to make sure there was a good supply of children for the pedophiles, for the Democratic Party is flush with pedophiles. Well, here, a week or two ago, actually there was a group of congressmen that came out, and they held a press conference, and they said, we have proof that Joe Biden is directly involved with smuggling in children into the United States. Well, we knew this is what we've been telling people all this time. And so there you go. It's unbelievable that's where we're at today. Let's take some calls. We got John. John, you're in the air.
Hi, Ernie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I just wanted to say that if any of you are concerned about your drinking water, you just call up your municipal water supplier, and they're required under the Safe Drinking Water Act to test their water. So either EPA or the Municipal Water Works will be glad to provide you a report. The other thing is, I thought maybe I could get a confession out of you, Ernie, because the Trump world attorneys are facing professional sanctions over the spurious lawsuits and election lies. And now Trump possibly is facing a criminal indictment in New York City. Would you like to... make any comments on that?
Yeah, I would. The New York City is as corrupt gets, okay? And so there you go. And listen to me. Here's what I'm saying. Anyone and everyone that says that there was no election fraud, that says that that election was not stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. That's what I'd like to say, and that's what I just said. Goodbye. What do you think of that?
Who's coming up this coming week there?
So, there you go. That's what I have to say.
Sir Ernie, I'd like to say something that's real important.
Sure.
With this caller sent in. Anybody mm-hmm. that's thinking of having their water tested, please do it privately. Do not go to the city, the county, the feds to have your water tested. You can't trust them.
No, you can't.
Trust them. So you have it done privately and have it tested. Pastor Ernie, I bought a double water purifying system to protect. I invested money into it because it's so important. Our water is so important. And you never know what these municipalities are doing. So I'm suggesting for everyone, please make an investment in your water because you do not know what's being put in it. And what was that city? Was it Flint, Michigan, Pastor Ernie?
Flint, Michigan.
They had
Flint,
only
yeah.
lead in the water, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently the governor or the state government knew it, and there was all sorts of kids sick and people were getting sick for the lead that was in the water. So I highly recommend, folks, that you make a real effort and have put a good filter system on it so that you can block out any of that stuff that could be put in the water.
You know, I want to go back to the last caller that talked about supposedly the election fraud, or however he framed that. You have to be an absolute, total, complete fool not to see the election fraud. We've had volumes and volumes, and we've done program after program where they've been caught. And yet, you know, they'll hold on to that same lie. And let me tell you something.
That's what I said earlier, Pastor Ernie. They go from one lie to another.
And let me tell you something. This whole thing with indicting Trump, they're going to keep pushing this. And the more they go after Trump, they're scared to death of Trump. They're scared because, do you know why? Because those crooks, all of them, they know if Trump gets back in, this time he's a little wiser. He's a lot wiser where it comes to the swamp and the deep state and the corruption there. And they're scared to the death of him. And you know what? That New York Attorney General, that New York Attorney General is a George Soros bought and paid for prostitute. And that's, let me tell you, Soros bought a lot of whores. This is the definition, you know, out of the Bible of a whore are exactly these people that sold their very souls, sold out their country. So first of all, they sold out God and country for money and for power. And Soros put them in. And that's exactly what's happening. And for those people that are bringing Trump, by no means is perfect. None of us are, okay? But compared to those people, compared to those on the left, he's, well, put it this way, he is crystal clean compared to those on the left.
Well,
unbelievable.
In with that caller, what he said, just think of this. How long did the left, like this caller, whatever he is, how long did they go on with the Russian collusion and that the Trump stole the 2016 election? They had special prosecutors. They tried to impeach him twice. Remember? And nothing, and these people are so, their minds are so twisted by sin, they cannot get out of this, Pastor. They are in some sort of a strong, the devil has a stronghold in their mind, he's got a ring in their nose, and pulling them around, and whatever the mainstream media says about Trump, they swallow it, and they go to the next one.
Well, you know, that January 6th, what they call a committee, I call them the Liars Club. And I sat and I listened to Representative Benny Thompson, and he was telling lie after lie after lie. I mean, it's so, you know, not even trying to hide it. You know, not even, you know, again, the Bible says all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And that whole so-called committee, you know, I think you would really find it hard with Benny Thompson and the rest to try to take them to court and try to prove that at any time in their life they'd ever told the truth. And I sat and listened to him and things, because we do research, a lot of research, and especially where it came to the January 6th things that happened there. A lot of that's coming out now. They were scared. This is why they wanted to keep all of that footage quiet, because they knew they were lying. And here the chief of ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan committee, she assembled to review the January 6, 2021 event at the U.S. Capitol and investigate a committee that finished with a report that tried to blame President Trump for just about everything. Claims committee members never saw Capitol security video from that day. You see, again, that's another lie right there. We just saw here the whole committee sitting there watching films put up about Josh Hawley, about how Josh Hawley, they were calling him a coward for running out of the Capitol there. Here, Josh Hawley was the last one out, but they were watching it. And Benny Thompson said he never saw any of that. They were right there. He was right there. In an issue because Fox News' Tucker Carlson has been giving access to that video by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that it has revealed that the many narratives pushed for the last 2 years by Democrats and other Trump opponents were false. Of course they're false. There's nothing they ever said that was true. A statement on social media explained that Representative Benny Thompson, a Democrat who chaired the committee for Pelosi, claimed that he didn't see the actual events of the day from the videos. Thompson said he didn't think any of the January 6th members themselves had ever had access to footage. Oh, what a lie. What a lie. They let only staff view it. I'm actually not aware of any member of the committee who had access. We had a team of employees who kind of went through the video. To us, lying is wrong. To us, lying is a sin. To us, lying is repulsive. To them, it's literally required, okay? You know, again, under Karl Marx and the communist, what did he say? Say one thing, say another. Go this way, go that way. You know, the truth is what will further the collective. That's according to what those people believe. So there you go. Let's go and take one call. We have Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor was the last caller there after last night's show, which was unbelievable. Was the last caller, was he one of your, liberal friends from upstate or something like that?
If they're liberal, they're not my friends, okay?
So I know. What I would love to do for people like that, I mean, I don't know how to do this, but I've been wanting to start this charity, and I don't know exactly how to name it, but a charitable boxing bouts, and see if any of those worthless liberals could last 30 seconds. I'm not, I used 2 years ago, but there was a phrase in a movie, it's like, hey, come on over here, I'll teach you some kickboxing lessons. There's going to be some retired special forces, and someone's going to start in this country, and they are going to start, not a movement, but they're literally going to start an honest, and just go through this country in the nicest, peaceful way. And these liberals, I mean, it's not that they're just scared. They show you how scared they are, because when Tucker Carlson didn't get one phone call and not one text, the media is bought. I mean, this whole country, these liberals are so deep entrenched, the money, it just shows. And what you had last night and that call right there, their voices, I would love to have, I mean, it would be so, you know, if any liberals got nothing to do, go turn on YouTube and watch what Mike Tyson did when he was a kid. He was 15 years old, but you people are going to just accidentally run into a brick wall peacefully. these people are so corrupt. They are just bought. They're so scared. They're afraid to come out of from behind the bushes. I mean, these people. I mean, if I saw anybody touching kids, I mean, it's just there's people that are going to go through Afghanistan. I mean, somehow through this country, what they went through, and for God's sakes, what they've been put through with these worthless liberals. But there's
all righty, very much. Thanks, Steve. We got to move on. God bless. We'll be back after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. First, Pastor Sanders, you have done a great job over the years. God bless you, and two thumbs up.
Thank you.
Said, I have a lot to say tonight. First, it's a testimony, because this has to do with the 15-minute cities coming to America. Well, right now, the projects are the future of America. And what do I mean? I lived in the projects. So it starts off as a housing complex. but progressively it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's based on the sliding scale. The more you make, the more they take. And basically, if you're on welfare or you're on some kind of social program or you're working under the table, you pay peanuts for your rent. But if you're a poor working stiff, you get soaked. And sooner or later, the people who get soaked leave the projects if they can, because they know they're getting soaked. And it deteriorates worse and worse. Well, guess what? And also on Shark Tank, there was a person named Kevin O'Leary, and he said Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and California are uninvestable. So he is a prime mover and shaker in the corporate world. And guess what? People are not going to invest in blue states. They're not going to invest in blue regions. They're running for the hills. And what Kevin O'Leary said was he was going to North Dakota for his flagship headquarters. People ought to pay attention to this. The problem is people are not paying attention to the ghettos, the inner cities, the blue states. And the drawback is the South and Midwest have kind of insulated themselves. So what do you think of everything I just shared with you?
Well, I can tell you this here. Ohio is a red state. And where I live is a very, very conservative area with a very strong Tea Party. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you can't even find a house for sale around here anymore. You could have a house sitting empty, you know, for 6 months. Today, it will hardly last 6 hours. People are moving in from the blue states out here. They want to be into this area out here in a conservative county.
You are so right, but here's the rub. You have working poor people like myself who can't move out, and there's plenty of them. People who are working, you know, minimum wage jobs or above, a little bit above minimum wage. What you're seeing right now is people like Kevin Leary leaving and going there, and people who have money and people who made their money, which is the baby boomer era, and because they made their money before things went communist, they're able to leave. So basically, that's what you have going to the red states right now, is people like that. And God bless them. The baby boomers are an asset, but the working poor are going to be stuck in these places. And before I go, what's your take on the working poor in the blue states who can't move out? And I'll hear your answer off here. God bless you. Do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, what you have to do, first of all, you've got to be able to recognize who you are and associate with those people. And then what you have to do is you have to take your state back and you start in your county. If you can start and get elect a conservative county sheriff and start right there, you can even be in a blue state but have a red county. And more of those things are happening too, which would help. I mean, one of the biggest problems we have is you have these people moving from California and that to places like Florida, and they want to, or Texas or Ohio, but they want to bring their politics with them. They're leaving it because their state is ruined because of what their politics has ruined, their liberalism, but they want to leave there and come to a better state, but they want to bring their politics with them. And we don't want that. You know, we don't want that in the red states. So let's go out to San Diego with Jack.
Well, so to that end, there was a big bank failure today in a blue state, California. Silicon Valley Bank, that's based in the San Francisco Silicon Valley area. Other regional banks are coming under pressure. Now, earlier in the week, there was a bank that failed called Silvergate, and it was a cryptocurrency bank, and I have no idea how that functions differently from a regular bank. But this bank, the Silicon Valley Bank, was a rather large bank. It's our second largest bank failure in our history. And nobody saw this coming. The Federal Reserve just got done testifying in front of the Senate and the House of Representatives. They said the banking system was well capitalized. All the banks passed their stress tests. And then yesterday I started hearing reports that this Silicon Valley Bank is a haven for startup companies. And they call the people that create these companies founders. And so the founders were trying to get their money out of their business accounts yesterday. They're only insured up to $250,000, and a lot of these accounts had millions and millions of dollars in it. And I don't know what started the run, but they were told by the bank that they couldn't do the wire transfers until Monday or Tuesday of this coming week. So the founders of some of these startups actually went down to the various bank branches. They started lining up to get cashier's checks. And, well, this morning the FDIC closed the bank. And there's going to be a lot of companies now that aren't going to have access to their money, and they're going to lose everything over $250,000. That's the limit of the insurance, and they're not going to be able to make payroll. So we don't know what the ripple effect is going to be in the business community, especially in the Bay Area. But moreover, this is a total lack of confidence in the banking system. And is it going to create other businesses come Monday wanting to move their money out of maybe a small regional bank and causing more banks to fail?
But I was listening to some stockbrokers saying how banks are not anything you want to invest in, you know, to just stay away from investing in banks. So there you go.
Yeah, but you really can't do that, because if you have an account at a bank, you're invested in that bank. And I think the message tonight is that everybody should make sure their personal accounts are insured up to the limit, that you don't exceed the limit. And especially for people that have businesses, especially small businesses, make sure your business checking account is insured, because if your bank goes under, you're going to lose everything over $250,000. Now, there was a company called Roku that announced today they have $500 million in a business account at Silicon Valley Bank. They're going to lose all that money, $500 million.
Wow. All right, I got to move on. But listen, thanks for all that information.
All right, keep your eye on it.
All righty. Thank you. What do you think about all that, John?
Yeah, he's right on, Pastor Ernie. Banks don't tell you a month ahead of time that they're going to fail because people would run and get their money out, and then they couldn't. Head of the bank, what he did was 2 weeks ago, he moved $3.5 million out of the bank knowing it was going to fail. But they don't tip it off, Pastor Ernie. That's always kept quiet. And the system is so corrupt now, I don't know what to say. You got to seek God about any finances you have and what to do. Because I think $42 billion was withdrawn today.
Wow.
People went to their banks, and they went to the bank branches, a branch, I think it was in New York, and the people wanted their money, and the bank wouldn't give it to them. And it was starting a riot, and the police had to come and bring things under control. So this could get ugly real quick, Pastor Ernie.
Sounds like it already is. Okay, we're going to go out there. Nobody knows where Clifford's at. Even Clifford doesn't know where he's at, but we think he's in New York.
Where am I?
Yes.
So it's interesting listening to the Sergeant Reports podcast this week. One of them with Sophia Smallstorm was saying how healing the sun can be and even detox you from these shots to a degree. And I was thinking, no wonder they want you indoors.
No wonder Bill Gates wants to block out the sunlight. He wants to, yeah.
he wants you indoors, and he wants the sun blocked out, you know, so he's got all the angles covered, you know. Smart guy. John, another thing that was raised in a previous podcast with the Sergeant Reports with Jim Willie. Now, I don't believe this, but he's talking about, like, Biden having a double, Bill Gates having a double. Being in the business, do you think that's true, that some of these globalists have doubles that they put out there briefly?
I know Saddam Hussein had a double for sure. I think Stalin had one. They're talking about Putin having one now, and they're absolutely proving it. So, yeah, I would say some of them probably do have doubles.
Yeah. My other question would be, if you look at Psalm 90, verse 7, Moses is talking about the wrath of God being correlated with trouble. So who knows what that trouble could be? Look in James, it says, he who is in trouble should pray. Now, I don't know if those two verses correlate, because I think the James thing is talking more so about a Christian person that's in trouble versus the wicked that are in trouble in Psalm 90, verse 7.
Alrighty.
For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. I don't know. I have to look at the whole thing in context, that whole psalm in context. That one verse just, I can't give you an answer.
Well, you could put it in the context of it. It was written by Moses. So that was the only psalm he wrote. So, you know, obviously, you know, we saw a lot of trouble that they came under.
Yeah, I still don't know what to say. I just have to look at the whole thing, and I can't do it right now.
Yeah, in two seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about Moses. There was talking about in verses 1-6. He's talking about the opposition. Starting with verse 7, he says, for we are consumed, he's referring we, by thine anger and by thy wrath, and we are troubled. Well, what's Israel's problem? Have they always had? And that was what, their rebellious nature, okay, a stiff-necked people. They have set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Well, that's, you know, again, Israel, God would prosper them. He would bless them. And then they would turn away from him. And then
they turned to idolatry, Pastor Ernie. That was the big problem. They would go into idolatry.
Yep. All righty. Very good. Thanks. There you go, Clifford. Who do we have next?
Karen,
you're in the air.
Hi. Yeah, there's a company. It's waterfiltrationseychelles.com. We use it. Our military uses it a lot. The filtration they're made in America. Pat Boone used to be on the show once in a while to show where you could take this water bottle and put it, I hate to say it, but in the back of a toilet, in any kind of water that's around, it filtrates it from any kind of contamination. It's good for people to know in the future.
All righty. Well, thank you for that, Karen.
Gentleman was a Christian man also that used to be on all the time, but it's a really great product. It's waterfiltrationseychelles.com. That's for John.
All right. Very good. Also, you sound like a very nice woman, and I've heard that all you Karens are bad people, but you sound like a nice woman.
Yeah, I know. They give us bad...
How do they come up with these things, Karen? I just don't believe it.
I don't know.
All righty.
Another thing is, 1,000% is that Trump did win, and it was totally sick.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And these people, that's, they keep telling that same old lie. Where's the evidence? There was no election fraud. There was nothing but election fraud. Thanks, Karen.
I don't... Oh.
John, you got 3 minutes. Can you do it in 3 minutes?
I'll try, Pastor Ernie. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And it's very important, folks, that we, because we do not know what tomorrow holds, we have now. And God wants us all to have assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ. And that is done by recognizing that we need a Savior and that God loves us and sent Jesus to pay the price for our sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the gospel is really repentance, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, in Jesus' name. So repentance means to turn from sin, turn from a life without Christ to Jesus Christ and his word, and that believe that he died on the cross to pay the price for our sin. That never changes, folks. Next week, we'll be saying the same thing. That is the everlasting gospel, how we are reconciled to God. It's an amazing thing that we could be the, Pastor Ernie, it could be the worst sinner in the country. And if that person was to repent and turn to Christ and confess Jesus and believe he was raised from the dead, God would wipe the slate clean, Pastor Ernie, of all that sin. Isn't that amazing?
That is, and you know, it's always our hope that somebody, when you're given that invitation, is praying that sinner's prayer.
Yeah. So the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. That's what it takes: repentance and confession. But it means believing it, Pastor Ernie. That confession and repentance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
That's about it. We must be out of time.
Well, we're getting right down to it, but you're right. Again, you've got God's word on that, John. I mean, there's nothing more authoritative. The greatest authority we have, you know, in existence is the word of God. Again,
Christ came the first time, according to the scriptures, Pastor Ernie. And he's coming the second time just as he came the first time. I mean, not the same method, but he's coming, assurance that he's coming the second time just like he came the first time.
And so there's only one thing that will never pass away, and that's the word of God. Everything else is going to.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
You've got God's word on that. Don't get any better. Well, we're out of time, so John, good night. We always say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.